Lawmakers in the House of Representatives continue the committee markup process to develop the individual pieces of the budget reconciliation bill that will be assembled in the coming weeks. Included in this is a component from the House Agriculture Committee, which was approved on a party-line vote earlier this week. This package contains approximately $68 billion in new funding and is primarily devoted to forestry issues, research, rural development, renewable energy, and biofuels. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more details on the agriculture-specific provisions of the measure.
A number of committees in the House of Representatives are continuing their committee markup process to develop their individual pieces of the budget reconciliation bill that will be assembled in the coming weeks. Included in this is a component from the House Agriculture Committee, which was approved on a party-line vote Monday of this week. That package is about $68 billion in new funding, and that is primarily devoted toward forestry issues, research, rural development, including on renewable energy and biofuel issues, among other items. At this time, the House Agriculture package does not include the expected funding for conservation programs and to assist farmers in addressing climate change issues and implementing climate-smart agriculture practices. There's still work being done on that piece, which again is going to be about $28 billion in funding, and we expect that to be added later in the process as this measure moves forward in the House.